and an eucalyptus meeting. It was a bright summer morning, and a wild beast was bawling gently to the trees. Pauline and Sally stood talking to the park ranger before they set off on a 10-mile hike to the next campsite. "Be careful in the forest," the ranger warned them, "and remember, this park is in bear country. They aren't usually dangerous. But if you see any, don't get too close." The two friends follow a hiking trail to the forest until they came to a clearing in the trees with a stream running to it. "Oh, look, Pauline," whispered Shelly. "Bears." Two tiny bear cubs were playing happily in the middle of the stream. Sally immediately took a camera from her pack and began to take photos. But Pauline wondered, and actually were the calf's mother was hearing a sudden noise. Both women turned round and saw an immense bear shouting towards them. There was nowhere to hold and attempt to run away from the angry bear. So Pauline knew their only shot was to pair this. "Right out," she gasped in Shelly's ear. "Don't move." They lay absolutely still, fixed down on the ground, with their ears tightly closed in terror. They heard the bear approach, felt its horse back as it sniffed them, then finally heard it walking away. They lay, therefore, watching it like owls, to find it to move or speak. When they were sure the bear had gone, they got up crying, just all relief. "I can hardly believe we had such a lucky escape," Charlie sobbed, still shaking like a leaf. It was certainly a hike they would never forget.